This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Healthcare is so overwhelming. My doctors rushed through visits. I was billed for things that should be covered, and no one was really listening. I felt lost. That's why I called Solace. They paired me with a trained healthcare advocate who actually knew how to get things done. She helped me find the right doctor, coordinate transportation after surgery, and overturn a medical bill. She even joined my appointments to make sure I got real answers. And the best part? It's covered by Medicare, and they stay with you for as long as you need help. My Solace advocate is always just a phone call or text away.
96% of patients report better care with a Solace advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. See if you qualify at solacehealth.com. That's S-O-L-A-C-E health.com. Or call 888-7-SOLACE. 888-7-S-O-L-A-C-E. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.
Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
We're sorry for ghosting you last week.
Oh yeah, we did, didn't we?
We ghosted ourselves. We never talked about it. We just didn't do it.
I know. I think we both knew it wasn't going to happen, so we just didn't bring it up.
Like, if I don't say it, maybe she won't find time for it. No, it was because of...
Snowstorm.
The snowstorm, yeah. And then...
Then we had to, you know, pack a week into the 3 days that were left of the week to... What's it called? To
catch up?
Yes. That was really hard to play catch up.
Oh my God. Well, I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
And I have a little cold, so you're going to hear me with a little like bubble nose.
And I'm really blonde, so if I don't have this pillow behind my head, you won't see me.
I wish you stopped at blonde. Just out of like, you know.
I'm Victoria and I'm blonde.
I'm going to cut it that way.
Yeah, I really hope you do.
Yeah.
But no, if you're wondering about this halo of a pillow behind me, it's because Victoria cannot see my head, she said.
It's, if you're not watching, this isn't for you. If you are watching, Carly's blonde and her head gets washed out with the window that's behind her.
Well, usually it's gloomy and dark, and the past couple Tuesdays have been sunny, and I'm not complaining, but this is uncomfortable.
Yeah, but there's like snow blindness.
What do you mean?
You know when it's like so bright because the white snow reflects off the sun, and then you kind of have to like blink in a different, you know, when you get in your car, you're like, oh gosh.
That's true. I was happy with the one snowstorm. I enjoyed it.
I would like another one.
You want another one?
Another one. Another one. I like this one to melt away first.
Well, this is ice right now.
I know. So
why do you want another one?
Because I love them. I love winter. Winter's my season.
I know.
Well, spooky season's my season. Then winter.
Yeah. Same. I do whatever you do. But I feel like I'm good with the one.
I'm happy for you. Okay. I'm happy that you are good.
I'm representing Fit to Be Real today, by the way.
Same.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Mine's old. And Carly's is fresh.
Old as in 2 years old.
Yes. And it has not peeled. Carly has this weird washer dryer system where all of her clothes get ruined.
Every time I bring them to Victoria and I say, Victoria, this better not be happening to other people's stuff because
it's not.
My logos are coming off and it's only me.
It's your washer dryer system. And if you've ever been to Carly's house, they are children number 4 and 5 because they're huge.
I have like a industrial grade. Listen, I bought the house that way, but I'm not complaining, but I don't know what it does just to my C-fit clothes. It doesn't do it to any other clothes.
I mean, people's will peel eventually over many, many years. Carly's is like within the month.
But I do wash my clothes a lot. Like some people are like, oh, you wore that shirt yesterday. I was like, I know. And I went home and did a little laundry and washed it because I will do laundry every day.
Oh, God. I'm so happy I can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Monday, Thursday schedule and sometimes Sunday.
No, every day.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, you have 5 people to wash
every
for.
Day I'm hustling.
Oh, you missed the boat.
Oh, really?
Every day I'm laundering.
I can't think of that fast. Are you kidding me?
No, we weren't talking about laundry or anything. Okay, so we've talked about absolutely nothing important and nothing.
We're
going
to continue to do that.
That we're going to talk about. We're going to make it about fitness and health today. I know.
What?
I know.
I thought you were a comedy podcast.
We'll make it funny. We'll make it really funny.
Can you sniffle again, please? Everybody wants to hear.
I'm just trying to be you when I'm allergic to laughing and drinking.
I told her not to do it.
Hold on. This is also Carly. Are you ready for this? Listen close.
That is not how I drink. Look. She has that disease where eating and drinking bothers her, and it's a literal disease. What's it called? What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Our producer has like to chime in, and I think he has a little delay, so I'm not sure which is referencing to, but I don't care.
Okay.
It says, Carly's carbon footprint is horrifying.
I think that's referring to me doing laundry every single day.
I don't care what it's referring to. It's referring to everything.
Listen,
Thank you, producer.
Work out. Shut it. I work out a lot. I get sweaty a lot. My kids change and get dirty a lot. I have to do laundry every day.
Hold on. He's typing. We should just have him on. Oh, laundry, obviously. All right. There's not that much of a delay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do it. I will minimize my carbon footprint in other ways.
Prove it.
Okay.
How?
Well, that's sort of what we're going to talk. Thank you, producer. I'm such a good segueist. Thank you for your help. That's sort of what we're going to talk about today in a roundabout way.
Keep going. Oh, my God. We are talking about 3 helpful apps on your phone, which I guess could be reducing carbon footprint because you're not going to go buy books for these.
Yeah, we hate books.
But also the internet is like the biggest carbon footprint. So I don't know. But there are these 3 apps. One is pertaining to, all 3 are pertaining to food and lifestyle and how you can better your grocery cart, but not necessarily your wallet.
Yeah.
Eating healthy gets expensive, but there are 3.
Hi, Pepper.
3 ways that you can really kind of hone in. You don't have to do all 3. You don't have to look into, 2 out of the 3. We'll see.
Yeah.
Would you like to start?
Sure. Sorry, I'm getting a spam call. So I am going to start with this one app that has single-handedly ruined my life.
I just learned about this today.
Yeah. Ruined my life in a good way and a bad way. Ruined my life and my wallet in just a bad way. But it's all for a good cause. It's all for health. And it's all, if you have kids, it's very good to have. If it's just you, it's good to know what's in your food. It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. And it is a food app that you can take to the grocery store that scans the barcode on the back of whatever you're buying and rates it between a 0 and a 100. 0 being the absolute worst and like, do not eat this, and 100 being the best. So they say, the app says from like 60, 65 and up is decent, good, great, and excellent. So yes, buy all that. Under 65, you really don't want to eat at all. And it goes through, the nutritional quality, additives, organic status. And so it goes through every single thing. And the app has it. So the
It's taking it from the nutritional label.
Yes. Well, no, it's taking it from the barcode. So these foods are already in the system.
Right, right. Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. That, I think, is the other than like purchasing the item, I think that's what's within the barcode scan is the nutritional facts.
Right. So I have found out in using this app now for a month, bless you.
Thank you.
That 99.9% of the food that I am giving my children is a 20 or less.
So when she's like, yeah, yeah, there's good things. Her kids will live longer. That's the good thing.
Yeah, that's the good
thing. And she's like, but let's focus on why it's killing my life. The good thing is that the food, but now tell them what we just talked about. I was like, yeah, but we were fine. And we ate Chips Ahoy and we ate those things, you know, whatever. And Carly was like, but food is
different now.
It's just, there are worse things in there.
And I tried to say a word that I don't think I'm going to say right then or now.
You didn't mess it up that bad.
Hydrogenated oils.
Hydrogenated?
No, hydrogenated is like a...
No, that's androgynous.
Androgynous. That's like a pronoun.
Carly.
No.
No. That, no. Androgynous means you are fluid and it's like, ooh, is that a boy or a girl? Ooh.
Right. I didn't mean there's a boy or girl oils. I mean hydrogenated oils. I never said I was an expert on this app, okay? But there's no androgynous oils in your food.
That's all I'm ever going to see when I read a nutritional label, though. I'm going to be like, ooh.
Well, so that's the problem, though. Like,
hold on, the producer's typing.
I wish you would leave us alone.
He said, oh, dear God. With a sweating emoji. He's sweating, but he's happy about it.
It's the hydrogenated oils coming out of his skin.
Super androgynous.
Super androgynous.
I don't even think I'm saying that right.
No, you are. You're definitely saying that right. We're using it in a completely wrong way. But
welcome anyway. To Fit to Be Real, everyone.
The foods that we ate, like the Oreo cookies, were, yes, they were bad for us back then, but they were not made with glue like they are now. They were made with bad foods and fake foods and processed foods, but it all sounds bad, but it was not like it is today.
The dollar is different now. I think people have thrown their morals in the waste bin when it comes to like, okay, how can we like think about the corporate table conversation when they're trying to amp up their Oreo product. And like there's one person at the table going, yeah, but that's not healthy for them. And everyone's just like shutting that person down because they're going to make more money if they do it with cutting the corners and putting in the crappy androgynous food.
But that's the truth though.
Right. And I think that is the difference. I think you're right. But
what this app does is it will rate your foods. So what I've learned in doing this is that everything that, like, their peanut butter, I was just telling Victoria, their peanut butter that I usually give them for peanut butter
which
and jelly.
Which is what?
Jiffy.
Yeah.
Right? It scored like a 16 out of 100. So clearly I'm not buying that anymore. I bought the good stuff that scored a 90-something. And I was like, great. That's three times the price.
Right.
But I went down the line and I was like, okay, what score can I get at what price? So, like, I've done the research. I spent hours in the grocery store doing this. And unfortunately, this is why it's so hard for people to eat healthy in the United
States. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
States, it's expensive, and it's the organic stuff.
I mean, the dollar menu's not a dollar.
Right.
You know, like, it's not shocking that you're saying this.
Right. So it's unfortunately, our grocery bill has gone up. So if you ever want to use this app, you have to, you know, it's like weigh out the balances. Like, I need to feed my kids healthy. We need to eat healthier. And I'm poisoning them with the foods that we've been buying.
Well, your $300 grocery list is extremely higher in price than your usual, let's say 100. Let's keep these numbers simple. But that $300 weekly, I don't know, bi-weekly, I don't know how often you grocery shop.
I go all the time.
Some people go every day. I would absolutely not.
I do laundry every day. I don't grocery shop every day.
I don't do anything. I'm dirty and hungry.
No.
But that's significantly cheaper than a hospital bill.
Yes.
And radiation and chemo. Like, those things are so expensive to just keep us alive and prolong death that this is the better way to do it.
I said this earlier. I said to Andrew, like, I don't think we can do this. And he said, it's important. We'll cut money somewhere else.
Like, maybe your clothes or your shoes.
Why would you go there?
Or your hair.
Have you seen my hair? I need to go.
Just cut it off.
But yeah, but that's the truth. Like, you need to cut costs somewhere else because this is so important. And people put it off and just say, oh, I'll just get the Fruit Loops, which you should never buy, for like $2.99 when I am spending a ridiculous amount on cereal. However, what I'm also noticing that we're doing is because the food is so expensive, I'm not letting them waste a Cheerio.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're either eating everything I give you or I'm giving them way smaller portions because I know they're not going to finish it. And they will not waste my $10 cereal box money.
Poor Kuka is not getting the floor scraps anymore.
No. No floor scraps for Kuka and Pippi. Pippi never got it because Kuka's fast. But that's the truth, though.
How that dog's still alive, I'll never know.
Kuka?
Yes, Carly.
Oh, Pippi.
Yes, Carly. she posted something in her story the other day about the dog and how cute it was sleeping with Dean. And I was like... You hate her.
She said, don't do this. You hate her.
What a lie.
And I said, LOL. But when she looks cute, hey, I'm all about aesthetic. When she looks cute, I will post a picture of her.
I'm mad at you. Keep going.
Okay. Anyway, so it's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. Even if you don't go ahead and just buy everything, if you even think of cutting it 20%, and buying 20% better food or 50% better food.
Yeah, that's true.
Just try a little bit at a time. And then once you go to the grocery store, you don't need to spend hours trying to figure it all out. You know where to go.
Right.
You know what to buy. Like, every time I go, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it without scanning because I don't know enough yet. Like, I don't know what to buy yet. I haven't overhauled our whole fridge yet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, you want to talk about an industrial-sized fridge.
I have a big fridge too, and it's fully stocked right now. The only other thing I want to talk about.
So happy for you, girlie.
The cool thing about this app is it gives you alternatives. Like if you do the Fruit Loops and you see that it scored a negative 100, there's no negative. It would just score 0.
Oh my God, you're such a liar.
It will immediately give you something that scored over 50 or 60.
Of the same type?
Of the same type of food. Mm. It might not be right next to it. You might have to go to a different aisle, but it'll give you, hey, don't get that. Get this. And the cool thing about this app is there are no ads, so no brands can pay to say, put my food as an alternative.
So I didn't even think of that.
It's a no brand app, which I thought was really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And
how much is it?
It's free. Yuka app is free.
And they have no ads?
No ads.
So how do they make it? Now I'm interested.
I don't know. I don't know how apps work. I really don't. I did not research it that much. I just know that it's literally called a no brand app, meaning no brands can pay this app to put their food at the top of the list or on the list.
Do you remember the company that we got into? I can see myself in my condo. So it was pre-COVID, if not COVID, Brandless.
Yes.
So it was a company called Brandless, and it was,
oh my God,
anything from food, like crackers, food, perishables. It wasn't fresh.
You're just saying words.
Right, I know. I'm getting there. It wasn't like fresh fruit or meats or anything like that.
It was boxed, packaged
things, and then like kitchenware.
Yep.
Random kitchenware. Or I think I bought envelopes from them, but there was no brand. So all of the prices were so inexpensive. I remember buying the maple cookies.
Maple leaf cookies.
The maple leaf cookies four and five boxes because they were like $1.50 because it wasn't a brand name.
Right.
It was like a random blue box.
Right.
And whatever. And now they don't exist because the corporate world and the brands have just, I don't know why our society is like that where, oh, but it's not Kellogg's or General Mills. Oh, but it's not. And it's like, why did these brands get so big? Just money. That doesn't mean they're good. They're just have more money.
And that's what I was saying to Victoria earlier about soup. Like, my kids love Progresso
chicken those noodle commercials?
Soup. Yes.
With John Lithgow, and he was on, like, on you would talk.
In the phone, like a tin can phone.
A tin can phone.
And it's really bad. It scored so low, I can't ever buy it for them again. So I bought them chicken noodle soup. It was a brand called Annie's, which I'm sure you've heard of. Three times more expensive, and they absolutely hate it. It scored a 99 out of 100, but they hate it.
Soup?
Yeah, because it doesn't taste...
salty.
Salty, yeah. And it's... so I have to figure out how to work it, because a lot of these foods are healthier, so they don't taste like sugar and salt, right. You know?
Frank's Red Hot.
I put that on everything.
I can't believe you couldn't say shit.
You didn't either. Victoria's got two apps to talk about. I haven't checked out this one concept, not concept, this one thing they offer. They do cosmetics and skincare. So you can also scan
cruelty-free
your makeup and your moisturizer it scores it 0 out of 100. I haven't done it yet, but.
Ooh, I'm scared. Yeah. I just found a makeup brand I love and I actually don't know.
I think our makeup brand, I don't think it would score very well. So I'm afraid to do it.
No, they're cruelty-free.
Yeah, but I'm talking about toxins in the makeup.
Ew.
You know, it does all of that.
Oh, so, no. Well, maybe that's why we have adult acne.
Yeah, it's very true. Possible.
We're doing great.
So I do want to try that.
Try that because I don't know if you've heard of this, this show, but it's this really popular show. Carly doesn't really talk about it much, but it's called The Pit. And
I was really interested.
One of the stories is that this girl has this like crazy psychosis and it turns out it was her makeup.
Yep.
And she's like some makeup influencer or something like that. It's not like a big storyline, but I never would have thought that the makeup would not only make your face burn or whatever, like that's obvious topical stuff.
Yeah.
But her brain got affected by it.
Because it had metals in it.
It had metals. And
it gives you like schizophrenia.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's what's in our face cream.
Yeah, you should watch the show. It's good.
I can't right now.
We have one episode to go for season one.
It's so good. Wait, can
because I fell asleep.
Stop. Just stop for a second. Do you like it?
It's phenomenal. It is.
I thought you were going to be like, it's okay.
No, it's great. It's annoying that you liked it first, but it's great. I look away a lot.
Oh, I close my eyes. I have to close my eyes.
I look at Pedro and he gives me the thumbs up to look back. And sometimes I don't wait for him and I look back and then I yell at him because it was bad.
Well, see, I have to do that for Andrew. So I have to not look and then look and then tell Andrew when to look because he's more squeamish than I am.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It off the jump.
Yeah.
That broken ankle. No.
Yeah. It's so good, though. Have you guys watched it yet? The Pit? I went to the doctor yesterday and I was like, she said something medical. And I said, oh, I know. I watched The Pit.
Listen, our medical consultant, Alyssa.
Alyssa? What's up, Alyssa?
She's better than a doctor. She's amazing. She said it's very similar. It's very, like, a lot has happened in this one shift.
Right.
And I think there'd be more, like, normal broken legs versus, like, these monumental deaths and
right, maybe more concussions or stitches,
yeah, like stuff like that,
yeah.
But she said she watches it and she lives it, so it's very real.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised she likes to watch it because she works it daily. Alyssa, we'll talk.
Well, teachers, I've heard teachers talk about Abbott Elementary.
Oh, and the English teacher, the best.
I haven't watched that one yet. Oh God.
Oh my God.
I'm busy. I'm busy. So good. I'm busy in the hospital. It's a long shift and I'm not finished. I'm busy.
But wait, before we leave this topic, do you feel, I have not talked about this with Victoria. Do you feel like,
because I texted her that I was watching it and she said, you're late. You're so annoying.
Is that everything you do is stupid?
That's what she said. That's what she said. That was so bad. I shook my microphone. That's what she said.
She said, how do you watch this? It's so gory. I said, everything you do is stupid. Wait, but do you feel like you're watching real doctors? I'm watching it, and as a former actor, as a former amazing award-winning actor.
That's a stretch.
I can't stop thinking about how they memorize all these medical terms and then do the procedure as well.
Pedro and I just talked about that because I was like, they're not missing a beat. Not that they would ever not take another take if they missed a beat. Right. Like, of course, they're going to do the best takes that they have. But just spewing out how fast they have to say these scientific words that if you are a normal civilian.
Right. They don't roll off the tongue.
They don't roll off the tongue. So, yeah, I agree. Mean?
Like,
yeah.
Noah Wiley has been spewing off medical terms for 30 years.
I love him.
For 30 like years. Like, 30 years.
I would let him operate.
Well, Nikki Glaser on the, she's a really funny comedian. If you don't know who she is, she did the Golden Globes. And she was like, to Noah Wiley, thank you for being my primary care physician for the past 30 years.
Did he win?
He won Best Actor again. Yeah. 2 years in a row.
I'm not surprised. You got to watch The Girl That Won. You got to watch that show. Pedro, I don't think she can handle that show. But you could watch Plobris.
If you can't pronounce it, you can't.
I can't pronounce it, but I think it's a me problem because every time I mispronounce it, he rolls his eyes. So I think it's a Latin word. But she won Best Actress. Unreal.
All right.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All right. Fine. Watch The English Teacher if you watch Blubberlobulus.
Done.
Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Sorry. If you don't want me to go off on a tangent for 20 minutes, don't bring up the pit.
Listen, I was going to go off on a tangent the moment you started talking about rating 0 to 100 because I said boo. And that triggered, do you remember all of you? Pluribus. It's called Pluribus.
No.
Thank you, producer. He phonetically wrote it out for me. We had the easy buttons, but they were my dog buttons, and it went boo.
Yeah.
And then it said, you did it. Yeah, I never remembered to get rid of those.
Yeah.
So she hits the buttons, and we'll be watching a show, or I'm watching here by myself, and all I hear is, you did it. And I look over, and she's staring at me going, I have to go out. Or it's boo.
I hear that in my sleep because Victoria boos me all day long.
She sometimes times it out really well. Like something will have been said or something is on the TV and then a boo comes. Oh my God. I can't change them now. So when you say boo, that's what I think of because I just see her face going.
Well, so she doesn't do it when I'm here, so she knows better.
Yeah, she's trying to be on top of you. Mm-hmm. And Carly's like, I don't like dogs.
That's not true.
Anyway, so yes, Yuka. And every time we say that, I want to sing the
drink.
Bieber song.
What?
Oh.
Na-na-na-na-na, Yukon.
I don't know the words.
Yukon.
I know, but I said Yuka because that's what we're talking about.
But I like the...
You're stupid at everything. You're stupid at everything.
Okay. It's everything you do is stupid.
I like my way better. So.
Na-na-na-na-na, Yukon. Na-na-na-na-na, you are...
stupid. Okay, stop sniffling, Carly. Jeez.
Sorry, I'm having too much fun talking about the pit.
My Fitness Pal. So once you have gone on Yuka, Pepper, she doesn't like you.
Don't
stop trying.
Love me.
Once you've gone on Yuka and you found the perfect products for your cabinets and your kitchen, then you're going to do My Fitness Pal, which I think is a little bit more universal and it's been around for a lot longer, so people know about it. So if you don't know about it or you haven't tried it or you're like, ooh, maybe I should look into that, MyFitnessPal is a great caloric tracker. And if you pay for it, it's free. Like, I have it on my phone right now and I don't pay
Why
for it.
Why is it free?
Oh, there are ads. Oh. I don't know. But I don't pay for the services, which means you can scan the barcode.
Hold. Yuka is brandless, meaning brands cannot pay to do the ads. I don't think it is adless. Do you know what I mean? The brands of the brands of food cannot pay to
promote
their foods, but there are ads. That's where that is. But we figured it out.
Some sort of big pharma ad on it. Yeah. Cool. Get your GPL ones here. So, if you pay premium or whatever it is monthly, I don't know, you can also do the bar scan and it will take that nutritional label and it'll tell you what the macros are and you can click, yes, I'm eating this right now, or you can just type in sweet potato and it'll give you like
the nutritional value,
lots of options, yeah. And then you click one. So it's great if you're just doing calories or if you're just doing your macros like proteins, carbs, fats, stuff like that. It's also good, and I say this for every one of any client we've ever had talking about food, and it stems back to Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
Just write it down.
Write
it down. You're going to stick to it. You're going to notice what you're eating. You're going to notice what you're not eating. The thing about MyFitnessPal is that you really do realize how much you're under eating your calories or how much, oh my gosh, I'm in the negatives because I've eaten too much.
Usually it's that way for me.
Yeah. No. What?
Yeah. Because I pick. So if you have to write your stuff down and you're picking and the kids had macaroni and cheese and you have 2 scoops of macaroni and cheese and you write it down, it all adds up during the day.
Yeah. Yes. This is true.
I'm a big
picker.
No.
She picks everything.
I am a big, what's it called?
Advocate?
Yes. God.
I don't know.
For writing things down.
What is the clairvoyancy on knowing the words somebody's going to say? I do it to Pedro too, where he just like looks at me and I'm like, you want this word. I have it.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's called a sixth sense.
You're
actually dead. She's not here right now. I see dead people.
You're a wizard, Harry. Yes. In any case, you're an advocate for what?
Writing stuff down.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one of the only things that ever helped me.
If you're not good with water, you can track your water on MyFitnessPal as well. Carly's not great with water.
I'm horrible. I haven't had water yet today, but I've had 6 cups of coffee.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. And I've taught a class already.
Yeah, it was all right. Just kidding. You should have had water. What was the bottle on stage?
It's for show.
Did you have a Oh. Oh.
That is clearly for show. The coffee's for real.
Sometimes she puts coffee on stage.
Yeah. I'll have my coffee and my water on stage.
Yeah.
And the water bottle never gets touched, but that coffee will get chugged in between dances.
How are you alive?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Guys, the water's there. It's to say, do what I do, not what I say. Do what I say, not what I do.
It is the tears of her children. That's why she doesn't drink them. I drink a lot of water.
It's a lot salty.
A little over a gallon a day. You wouldn't know it to look at me because my lips are very dehydrated.
Yeah, you're weird like that.
Something's wrong with my kidneys. I have no idea. But
I don't know. We got to ask Noah Wiley.
I don't think. Yes, Noah Wiley or Nurse Dr. Alyssa.
Or Alyssa, yeah.
So you can track your water. You can track however you want to track your intake. It also does track your exercise. If you have a Apple Watch or a Fitbit or something that connects to your phone and the app is on your phone, then you, by proxy, can track the calories you've burned.
Uh-huh. It's Bluetooth, so like it goes right in.
Right. Yeah. I don't. Yes, thank you. Yes. That's how the internet works.
I drink and I know things.
Yes. Oh, what's that from?
A show I've never seen because I can't watch it because it's too gory.
But you watched The Pit.
Game of Thrones. I can't watch Game of Thrones. It's about torturing people. This is about saving people. There's a difference.
Really? You torture every day. So yeah, I don't do that because I don't wear my watch anymore to work out. So I don't have the connection. So if you want that negative energy balance of a calorie deficit, it's a great it's a great tool that you don't have to do any math, and you can, of course, it's always as a guide.
Well, I was going to say, here's the little, I do it, Sarah.
You're full of shit today.
And you're making me have a stuffy nose. The dangerous thing when you have your workouts and your calories go immediately to MyFitnessPal is that it will add more calories for you to intake for the day, which makes you think, oh, I can have a bowl of ice cream. I have 800 calories left at the end of the day. So I'm going to eat,
right.
I'm going to eat them, because a bowl of ice cream is only, let's say, 400 calories, whatever. That you can't do that. That is not a calorie.
Not if you don't want to maintain. Right. If you want to lose, you want that deficit.
Right.
If you want to maintain, yeah, you're going to eat the calories that come in. You're going to kind of even it out. So it depends on what you're looking for. You can also use MyFitnessPal for gaining weight, because some people have a struggle with that depending on your metabolic range. So gaining weight, gaining muscle, it's just a really good what am I putting in my mouth type of tool that you don't really have to do a lot of work to. So the last app I don't have, and Carly doesn't have because she didn't know anything about it. But this is something that I think there are a few of them out there, but I've seen this one pop up on my algorithm because Pedro and I click a lot of recipes and we'll save them into a shared, you can share you're saved with people.
Oh,
like
really?
You can collaborate. So we have an app for like things we'd like to buy, and then we have an app for recipes and like things we want to try. Not an app, a saved folder, whatever. But there is an app that if you install it on your phone and then you see like, I don't know, I want to say recipe influencers, but people do recipes all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good or bad, healthy, not healthy, they do recipes. But say you're interested in one and you're watching it, there is a way that you, you know, when you go to like share something on Instagram, and then you can copy the link or you can text it to someone. Uh-huh. Like one of those options will be this app, and it's called Resume. And that video goes straight to the Resume app and then tells you what the recipe is.
Shut up.
And it then you can save it to your folders in your Resume app. It's called R-E-C-I-M-E. I just downloaded it. I haven't even explored it yet, but
that's awesome.
I've been looking at it and I was like, that's really great, because there's so many of these healthy apps. There's like a cabbage one we just saved. It looks so good. But I don't know the recipe because they haven't mapped it out and they want me to click a link and like purchase it from them. I don't want to do that. So you put it in here and this app will map it out for you. And then you can, you know, save it however you want. Maybe this is your new recipe book, or write it in your own recipe book, or just use it and see if you like it. So,
well, that's like that meme or whatever, you know, I love a good meme. That's like, here, I'm going to save this recipe and it's going to get lost in my saved and I'm never going to look at it again and I'm never going to do it.
Yeah. I clean out my saves.
You do?
Every, I don't know, 6 months or so.
Well, I don't know why I'm surprised. My emails are up to 69,389.
That's not even the problem. Okay. Her phone, you know how you have, I don't know, homepage, then slide for more apps here, and then slide for maybe another page of apps, and then it's your like full itemized like for you page of apps. Carly's got 20 of those, and some of the pages only have one app on them.
Yeah.
And then some of the pages,
this just
have
has my camera,
three and four cameras. She has the three and four camera apps on her phone.
I don't know how.
And a few message apps and a few of her Google Mail apps and a few Instagram apps, and it's all the same app. It's just multiplied for some reason. And she's got 20 pages you can swipe through, so you gotta like find, ooh, Here's app number B of C, or like stupid.
I'm going to say it for the last time. I cannot be good at everything. Okay.
It's thank you, producer. It's def a problem.
Well, after I get through my 69,000 emails, I'll get through my 228 voicemails. And if you've texted me today in the last hour, I have 11 text messages to read. So don't look for a response anytime soon.
There's not one mental health app she could possibly download that will help her.
I'm going to download Resume because I actually like that.
I think it gets popped.
Sorry? She needs DayQuil.
I was just going to say I'm running out of DayQuil.
I'm going to scan it and see if it's okay.
It's horrible. I think that's a negative 100.
I'll let you know if you can take it or not.
I keep popping up on my It keeps popping up on my algorithm.
Mary and Joseph.
They're busy right now. And it just looks like what a brilliant idea. I don't know if it doesn't cost any money. I just downloaded it. I didn't have to pay for it. I don't know how they make money. I don't understand how apps work either. Any developer wants to chime in and let us know and we'll have you on because I just think that's fascinating.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot more in the app than just taking the recipes. I think you can make folders. I think right. You can do saves. You can share. You can collaborate with other people. I think there's a lot of things. You could probably do – I'm making this up. But, I can't have dairy. What's an alternative or something like that? So these are just three good apps to help. We're in February. It's February 2026. We've gotten through January.
Thank God.
Yes, and also what the hell? Because it's February. We've missed a month of the year already.
No, we did it for a really long time.
Not as long as last year.
Last year's was a couple years long.
Yes.
But think about how long ago New Year's Eve was.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like crazy. Time is moving so fast. But this is when people start to get really hibernate-y.
Hibernate-y.
Uh-huh, hibernate-y. And I'm super hibernate-y. I don't really want to socialize
even in the summer.
Ever, yeah.
Has nothing to do with the weather, the winter, or the month.
No, I thrive in this weather. I just don't like people. But
she's lying.
A lot
she
of
can't wait to see you people, tonight.
She's trying. She's like, wow, our business is going to fold. You don't stop talking like this. Do you not remember the last couple of episodes? Yes, I get you. I hear you. It's old news.
She loves you guys.
February, March is when people start like, everything's too hard. My New Year's goals are too hard. My intentions are too hard. I'm tired. It's too cold for me to go outside.
It's not working. I'm done.
It's not working. It's been a month and I haven't seen progress. Bitch, it's been 57 days of my little fitness journey and I have gained weight and lost and gained and lost.
You just lost. I know. Thing.
I'm just saying it goes up and down. Like, you got to give it more than 30 days. You've got to get it more than 90 days. So February is the number, you know this, number one cut off like month of all gyms, all fitness goals.
We just did that reel. How do you stay open when all of your people leave because it's not working for them because you really weren't, you know, you weren't true to yourself when you said you were consistent. You were maybe consistent. You were maybe a little tired. Maybe you didn't stick to it 100% and then they leave.
And also life gets in the way. So when life starts like derailing your plans and it gets hard to keep.
It gets what?
Hard.
It gets
hard.
Hort. You got to say it from the back of the throat.
I can't right now.
Or I'll say it. When it gets hort.
Very thick. So these apps can just, long story short, these apps can help. They can help you stay on track. They can help you not like lose sight of what you're trying to do when you're feeling tired. It's like, well, I'm tired, but Yuka's going to tell me what to get at the store and I'm going to be fine. Because once you get it under wraps, I'm sure you know how to navigate it.
Yeah. And once you're eating the foods that are healthier for you, you will feel good on the inside. It's not like you're spending all this money with no benefits. It's all the benefits. You're eating healthier, you're feeling better, and you're sticking to something. And it's, you know, it, like Victoria said, in the long run, you're paying more for groceries, but you're staying out of the hospital because of, you know, illnesses and all the other stuff that comes with horrendous food habits.
Yeah, that's true.
So
just think if you did Yuka and meal prepped, you would save the money.
Wait, I meal prepped all day yesterday until I realized I did have a doctor's appointment.
Oh my God. Now let's talk about it really quickly. This does not have to do with anything other than mental health. And Carly maybe was hungry and needed a Snickers bar. She texted me. She's like, we can't record on Tuesday. This was last week.
Yeah.
We can't record on Tuesday. Today is Wednesday, by the way. Because I have a doctor's appointment at 9.
At a mammogram. My first one.
Mammogram. First one ever. We're not too sure how they're going to squeeze anything. No. But it has to happen.
Mom already asked the doctors if I'll be okay.
Oh my God. So like, cool. Yeah, we'll do it, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, like our other rescheduled days are. So yesterday at 9 a.m. comes by. Oh my God. I went to the doctor. I didn't have the appointment today. It's on
Thursday. I got it wrong.
And I was like, but did you go? And she was like, yes, yeah, I did.
I did.
I showed up.
They said, no, go home. It's Thursday.
Wow. So give it in, I don't know, how many minutes?
2 hours. I went home. I meal prepped. 2 hours. I went food shopping. I started making all the vegetables and all the stuff for the kids for the week because I want them to eat healthy.
And she texts me and she goes, oh my God, my other doctor appointment was today. They just texted me and said, are you in the waiting room?
And I responded, yes, I am. And I was in my kitchen making sweet potatoes.
Oh my God, because I just gave her two giant sweet potatoes.
And I was making sweet potatoes and I was like, yes, I'm in the lobby. I jumped in the car so fast and I was like, I knew I had a doctor's appointment today. I just went to the wrong one at the wrong time.
If there was only an app for writing things down.
Well, to be honest, it was primary care doctor. It wasn't a mammogram.
It doesn't matter. It's called a notepad and you write it down.
So I get to the doctor's. I'm meeting this new doctor for the first time. Because, you know, whatever. And the fire alarm goes off. And she's like, you got to go stand outside.
Oh, my God.
So I had to go stand outside for 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go to lunch duty. I was like, my life is wild right now.
And then she calls me. And she calls me. She calls me. And she's complaining about this. And I'm going, wow, you just got to write it down. Wow. Oh, you did write it down. That's worse. Okay. And then she's going, huh. I just spilled coffee all over me. I gotta go. This day is great. I was like, get off the phone. Just hang up.
I don't even think you got to that. I spilled coffee all down my coat. I said, I spilled coffee. Gotta go. Bye.
It's the fastest I've ever gotten her off the phone.
Oh, so I do have a mammogram. I'll let you know how that goes and I'll let you know what they do to me. But, you know. That's on Thursday.
Maybe it's what they do to kids where you have to put your arms up and they put you down a tube.
Well, honestly, mom went to the doctor like last week and she said, so my daughter's really flat.
God damn it.
What can they do? And they're like, we've seen flat. Like, we'll be fine with it.
We've seen flat.
And she was like, no, I like really flat. And I'm like, mom.
Everybody hates you. You do everything stupid.
Everything you do is stupid.
Nope.
Get it right.
Nope.
Anyway,
download these apps. Save your New Year's intentions by being healthy and, be careful with the wallet part. But other than that, meal prep.
Yeah.
And let this help you. And then, my gosh, if you start now... First week into February.
Yeah, it's February 3rd, 4th, 5th. I don't know what day it is.
The 9th. When you hear this on the 9th, February 9th, hello Monday, you have the rest. You have 3 more weeks of February. Just imagine what is going to happen by April 5th, by spring break.
Yeah.
You could feel like a completely different person. Yeah. You could actually have different body composition metrics. And the scale could look different, whether you want to go up, whether you want to go down, whether you want to stay the same. Like, you have the tools. These phones are really toxic, but there are a lot of good things that come with them. So these 3 apps are 3 of the good things that could come with this phone.
Yeah.
So that was the point of today.
We got off topic a lot, but.
We got off a topic.
You could let me have one mess up and keep going. Let me have one.
I can't tell if you stuttered on the top or the pick.
I said topic. We didn't cover one topic. But like, just let me go.
Topic. She's getting ready for Bad Bunny. She's rolling her R's.
No, baby. Oh. Puerto Rico.
What? No. Every Puerto Rican just kind of shivered, but they don't know why.
No, but they're very inclusive, so they're very happy to have me.
I don't think all of them. Oh, my gosh.
Hi, guys. I'm blonde.
This is Blonde Bunny.
Oh, my God. That's my name. I'm Blonde Bunny.
She didn't even get that excited when she had kids. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. The Puerto Rican is chiming in. Is not a good emoji. It's a sad one. It's a sad side eye emoji.
He doesn't like Blonde Bunny.
I just don't think he's an inclusive Puerto Rican like you think.
No me vayo.
5 of those emojis is what he sent. Looking sad off into the distance.
Listen, Bad Bunny accepts me for who I am. I'm crying. Sorry. I'm going to be crying at the Super Bowl, too.
Oh, my God. We have to go. But just remember.
With my people.
Goodbye.
I'm Cuban, so.
Only a quarter.
But I'm Cuban.
Just remember, you're always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
Oh my God, I don't know how to get out. Hold on. Guys, I'm so sorry.
Are we done? I have to go to the bathroom.
I mean, we're definitely canceled. If that's what you mean.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through Geico, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.